I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The 4th of July usually means celebrations with family and friends, and along with the fireworks, of course, there's the big barbecue. Marianne Gravely is with the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says there is a list of common mistakes we make that could end up making Independence Day a real bummer.
The biggest mistake might be cross-contamination, which would be if you are carrying a plate of raw chicken or raw hamburgers to the grill, then you cook the whatever it is you're cooking, and then if you were to put that back on the same plate that held the raw food, you could contaminate the cooked food with bacteria from the raw food. So always have separate plates, one for the cooked foods and one for the raw food, so that you don't contaminate cooked food with bacteria.
Another no-no is leaving food out way too long.
Normally, we would say never leave food out for more than 2 hours, but in the summertime, when it's hot, foods should not sit out for more than 1 hour. So set a timer so that you know if 1 or 2 hours has passed and put the cooked foods back in the cooler. People can serve themselves from the cooler.
Even if a food was sterile when you made it or bought it, she says it can still get contaminated just by being out in the air or from people's touching it. And she says always use a meat thermometer to check to see if the burger, steaks, or pork chops are cooked all the way through. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.